There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to TMB and his little friend, RSB.
Say hello to my little friend.
Right, right. And we were just talking about the black bear I saw the other morning. You said, yeah, you'd just be an appetizer, RSB, and TMB would be the main course.
I would be the main course, yeah. He'd just be getting warmed up with you, my friend.
Yeah. Hey, do you have black bears up there where you live now? Because you're in the woods, right?
Yeah, you know, not as many up here as where we used to live up in Montana. There was black bears everywhere.
Oh, were there grizzlies in Montana, too, or just black bears?
There was grizzlies, but there's more black bears than grizzlies up there.
Right, right.
But, there was grizzlies.
One of the scariest movies I ever saw was called Grizzly when I was a kid. Do you remember? I don't know if you ever saw that. But it was like on the era of Jaws. Everybody wanted to be the next Jaws, so they made one on land called Grizzly.
And there was I remember that. And then they made one called Piranha. Remember that?
Yep.
And that was the one where there was like these crazy attacking piranha fish that killed everybody that jumped in the water. And then they made one called Python that had these huge snakes that were like 50, 60 feet long that would bury you. So, yeah, everybody took off on Jaws, didn't they?
Right, and there's a new one coming out called ISIS Takes Cornell. Did you see that? I'm out Cornell University going, come on in, ISIS, you can have a training camp here.
Are we surprised?
As long as you're vaccinated, though. You've got to be vaccinated. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but as you said yesterday, who's going to vaccinate the vaccinators?
Oh yeah, exactly. And of course, if all the adults realize what they're doing by demanding everybody's exemptions be removed, the adult schedule that's coming down the pike, look out, adults, you are going to get hammered. You want to talk about instant Alzheimer's? They are not going to hold back on the mercury for you.
No. As a matter of fact, Charlene just sent me an email. Arachnophobia. Remember that one about got the spiders too.
Yes. But for me, I don't know what it was about grizzly. I think there was one point where the grizzly just slammed the guy's head off, and I think that was just too much for my young teenage self. I was like, I can't do that. Although The Exorcist didn't bother me because I knew it was like a cartoon violence. I kind of laughed at it when my friends were freaking out. But that's just another story altogether. Why did we digress? I want to hear how the cancer conference, the integrative conference, went in San Diego, TMB.
Yeah, that was great. I went down there this last week and flew out there Friday and flew back Sunday. And I tell you what, Robert, that two-day period that I was there was about the busiest 48 hours that I've ever had in my life. I literally had a hard time coming up for air. I got there Friday afternoon and did about an hour and a half video immediately. For the Quest for the Cures, which we will be relaunching on Monday. And so if you haven't signed up, go to the Quest for the Cures or thetruthaboutcancer.com to sign up. Robert, do you have a link on your page?
We did. Thanks. Yes, we got the banner up today. It's right in the notes. You could just click on it there.
Okay. Yeah. So don't go there. Go to robertscottbell.com and click through because I want to see how many people RSB is sending our way. So go to the banner on robertscottbell.com, click it, and then you can sign up to watch the mini series for free. It's an 11-day mini series. But anyway, I was there to do some filming there, but also to speak. But after that 90 minutes of filming, one of the cameramen and I went to the dinner. They call it the gala dinner, and it was actually pretty decent food there. They had organic stuff and some little mushrooms and tofu and this and that. Just really, it didn't really fill me up, but it was a nice organic dinner. Let's just say,
good.
Not criticizing it at all, but it was. I went home hungry afterwards, but it was nice for those people that were there that were maybe your size, Robert.
Okay. No, the little jokes continue. I'm wiry. Okay.
But no, it was actually a really nice dinner. It was a nice gathering of people. I ran into so many people at that point. I ran into Chris Warwick, and Dr. Newsom was there, and our friend Patrick Quillen, and Sunil Pai, Dr. Veronique. Who else was there? Dr. Keneally. And the list goes on. It was several hundred people there, maybe 500-600 people at this dinner. The interesting thing to me, Robert, though, is as soon as I walked in, just literally got bombarded by people that were coming up to me as fast as they could, wanting to say thank you for the quest for the cures and telling me their stories about how it influenced their life and how it had saved their life or their mom's life or just how it empowered them to not be desperate and not to feel like there was no hope if they had been diagnosed with cancer. I was really overwhelmed. And so then, you know, I did that, went into the dinner, came back out, and I think I didn't get back to the hotel room that night until close to midnight. And the whole time after the dinner, for several hours, I was just standing in the lobby and people were coming up and thanking me for what we're doing. And it was really a humbling experience, Robert. And it was also really, it was energizing to me, and it was affirming that what we're doing is making a difference. Because you know as well as I do, sometimes we're doing what we're doing and you're not really seeing it.
Right.
And you're wondering, are we making a difference? Is this really all worth it? And I tell you, after that, I'm seeing that it is worth it. We are making a difference. You know, and I'm not talking about me specifically, but just the whole movement is making a difference in waking people up and empowering them with knowledge so that they can be healthy. And it was a great weekend. Charlene was she was the one that made me go. I was going to stay home for Chad's birthday.
Believe me, I wanted to be home. I wanted to be there too. I was torn, but because of this trip to the UK coming up, I was like, I can't burn myself out before I go overseas. And so I was so pleased to hear the warm reception you got and all the stories that I heard, some even off the air. It warmed my heart because I know, you know, with your backstory, those of you who have read Cancer Step Outside the Box, you know why Ty is doing it. And I know his mom and dad and all of his family that have passed from this place and are a better place, looking down and smiling and saying, Ty, you haven't wasted a second in making right the wrongs that occurred via the cancer industry prior.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, buddy. And that's what we're trying to do. That really is our goal. And I think we're getting there. And sometimes, like I said, you know, you kind of wonder if we're making a difference, but we really are. And this thanks to Nathan and Gene out there at the Integrative Health Conference in San Diego, they put on a great program over the weekend, had a lot of great speakers. And I think the attendance was about double what it was last year. Last year there was close to 1,000. This year close to 2,000 people.
Fantastic. Well, I hope
so. It's great.
Hope that I can join you there next year if you go again.
I do too.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I do too.
And maybe next year also we could do, if time permits, this weekend our friend Billy DeMoss in Southern California in Orange County has the Cal Jam, the California Jam, and that's also a great event. We might have to spend a whole week out there and do both events, but we'll get there. But Angelina Jolie, we got to talk about her body parts. I know it's offensive, but she's removing them. Before she gets rid of them all, we got to talk about what she has left. She's taken herself into menopause automatically at 39.
Well, we posted something on this last night, and I think we actually shared an article that you had written, and we posted it, and of course we added our little comments to it, and we got a lot of mostly positive responses, but a lot of scathing responses saying, you know, we're very insensitive, because we said something to the effect that, you know, she lops off her breasts, and now she carves out her ovaries, and her fallopian tubes. What's next? Her feet.
Yeah.
And, you know, just really not mocking her at all, but really mocking the system that thinks that cancer can be prevented if you just cut off all your body parts. You know, it's really the system of medicine that treats cancer that's broken. And it was really more of a sarcastic comment about the doctors that are doing this, not particularly Angelina Jolie, although she has been given a platform. You know, she has been given a platform, and she's really spreading disinformation, whether she knows it or not. But this was not cutting at her at all, but cutting her.
Good pun there. But you know who I'm ticked off at? I'm ticked off at Brad Pitt. I mean, if you're really married to Angelina Jolie and you're not slapping those doctors for even suggesting this, much less allowing it to happen. Look, I know I'm being a little judgmental here, but I'm just being honest about this. I would not let, you know, obviously there's free will, right? And I'm not meaning to say that Angelina is a slave to her husband. That's not the point. We're all given the ability to say yes or no. But seriously, she claimed in the news article that she looked into alternative medicine. What alternative medicine did she look into? I mean, for her to remove body parts that were not even cancerous?
Okay, well, here's my thought, Robert. And you know I've written Monumental Myths, right? So I read through that article, and she claims to have looked into alternative medicine, and she covers all the bases so that someone would read it and say, you know what, she did her research, and she's found that this is the best solution. So my question is this, and this is just something that I'm throwing out there, and I don't have any validation on one side or the other on this, but mm-hmm. How do we know that she actually got that surgery done?
You know, it's a good question. You know, like we questioned George W. Bush when they said he got one of the smallpox shots right after they tried to bring the smallpox shots back out. And I don't
right.
think he did, because there were so many problems with that shot that it was just a nightmare. They had to pull it almost before they rolled it out. Now,
yeah.
one explanation, TMB, could be that Angelina Jolie is on a statin drug and she's just not thinking clearly. She's got statin-induced dementia. There's a story here on Fox News about statins, and they're saying, hey, you know what? You're at the end of your life. You're almost dead. You can stop taking your statin now.
Yeah, you can stop. And don't consider the fact that maybe you're at the end of your life because of the statin drug.
Yeah, exactly. Because as we know, higher cholesterol tends to correlate very well with longevity, with good cognitive function, with lower incidence of Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the societies on Earth that live the longest have the highest cholesterol.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going, okay, now we made our money off of you. You're going to die anyway. You could stop
yeah.
your statin. The one thing I know about certain drugs, you don't want to come off cold turkey. But from what I've read and talked to pharmacists, they say, you know, that's not so much an issue with these. You can come off of these things once you realize how disastrously stupid they are or how stupid they're making you. So the
yeah.
researchers write this in the JAMA Internal Medicine that they don't talk about when to stop using them. It's always been about start them up and never stop. Oh, okay, until they're a week before death, then you can stop.
Well, you know, they've made the money off of them by that time. Mm-hmm. And not to mention the fact that I was talking to somebody this weekend about the fact that the big pharma companies, they actually have in their planning meetings, they know that the side effects, what the side effects are going to be of their latest and greatest drugs. And they've already got those new drugs to treat those symptoms in the pipeline. We were talking about the fact that, you know, money's really driving this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in telling the story of what happened this weekend, I failed to mention on Saturday and Sunday we got about another 20 interviews with people. So it was really incredible. It was just really, really busy. But one of the people that I was speaking with, and I don't know who it was, I can't remember, was mentioning that fact.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, listen, the quest for the cures continues. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Just click on the banner there. It'll take you right to it. Also, cancertruth.net for all of TMB's wonderful books. And, of course, the book that he and I did together, Unlock the Power to Heal. You can go there or Amazon or Barnes & Noble online and get that. We'll be back talking about Tejas. This lawmaker in Texas should be sent out of Texas. We'll explain why when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ty, I know we have a lot of listeners in Texas where you were. You hung out at Baylor for a while. You were there for a few years, and now you're out. And I'm glad you're out because at least if this one Texas lawmaker has his way, they're attempting to mandate mental health screening for kids. No exemptions for kids in Texas. Texas State Representative Jason Villalaba. How do you say his name? A Republican in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I think that he probably went to the wrong state.
Because yeah, he snuck in from somewhere else.
Yeah, he sneaked in from somewhere, but that's not the way Texans think. But yeah, apparently he's introduced a bill, a draconian bill that would force parents to have the kiddos undergo psychological screenings before they go to school, and then if they are deemed to have psychological problems, then they would be sent to an alternative school. Now, there's way too much ambiguity here, way too much subjectivity here, because mm-hmm. What does it mean to have a psychological problem? Well, if you look at recent determinations by our federal government, both you and I and Super Don and almost everyone that you have on the show would be deemed to have psychological problems. Because if you are someone that happens to question authority, you're deemed to have psychological problems. And if you're someone that doesn't go with vaccinations, doesn't go with chemotherapy, you could be mentally unstable. And so this is a really, really slippery slope here that we're getting on in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. If they pass a law like this that gives way too much subjective control to the powers that be to send anyone that might actually be thinking for themselves to an alternative school.
Well, TMB, and this guy's a Republican, just again, once again, to show you that at the end of the proverbial day, it doesn't matter what label you put on the politician. If they're a statist, they're a statist. And in this case, using the power of the state.
Yeah, I agree completely. whether it's an elephant or a donkey, their crap still stinks.
Yeah, and they're not using it to run buses in London, at least now. listen, what are we going to do in this case for our listeners in Texas? This, again, brings to mind the reason, one of the many reasons why I'm not a big fan of what they call public schools or government indoctrination centers. I recognize the reason that they became so popular and most kids go there is because of the economic disaster that is the growth of big government. Mm-hmm. Who has to pay? Somebody has to pay for it. In order to pay for government now, it's not enough for one person to work and one person to stay home with the kids and educate them or do, you know, homeschool groups. Now you got, you know, mom and dad are out working, with rare exception. Now, I've worked my little tushy off, and we've sacrificed, although in some level I don't believe it's sacrificing, to get these kids into a different kind of environment. I would have liked to homeschool, but it wasn't feasible. There are reasons for that. But the point is, the whole idea of public education is about indoctrinating and lowest common denominator, good little obedient citizens. And I like independent thinkers.
Yeah, we like independent thinkers. The government does not. And that's why, in light of what's going on here with this potential legislation in Texas, did you also see the list that they released last week about the potential threats to the federal government, the states that would be non-compliant in the event that there was some kind of a federal takeover that was needed? And they listed Texas and Utah as being the top two red states that would give them problems should they need to come in and take over the local governments, which the mere fact that there is public documents where our government is talking about the need to potentially come in and take over state governments is scary in and of itself, and that there's not a big outcry is pathetic. None of the mainstream media outlets, of course, are covering this, but the day that was released, I think it was last Friday, and it showed Texas and Utah as being two of the biggest states that would give the federal government problems in that scenario. My brother Ron sent me a videotape. He was down in San Antonio that day, and he sent me a videotape. No more than 200 feet off the ground, there was an unmarked black helicopter that was flying over the interstate there, just kind of hovering. And I think what it is getting the people down there used to having black helicopters just flying around, so that eventually, if this comes down and they do need to take over the local governments there, people have seen it and they're used to it for such a long time that they don't question it.
Yeah, operant conditioning in that case.
Yeah.
Listen, though, if there are Republicans like this in Texas mandating mental health screening in this way, of course, there's no measurable biological marker test. It's just subjective and it's based on what they say. What does the federal government have to worry about taking anything over? The people are willing to lay down right now and go, yeah, come on in and drug our kids. I don't think that's the majority of Texans, but hey, warning, it's out there. We pointed it out for you. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com, including the quest for the cures continues. You want to see it for free? 11 days coming up beginning March 30th. Click on the link. The banner's up at robertscottbell.com. TMB and RSB and Super D will be back. We'll talk GMOs and the 17 scientists that are speaking out against them next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, if you ever miss a show, don't worry. Hundreds of hours available to you to download. Free podcasts available through our syndicator, GCN. Of course, Natural News Radio, naturalnews.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Stitcher Podcast, iTunes, TuneIn. UK Health Radio, we're going to see you very soon in the United Kingdom. Also, Epic Times, our good friend Jerry Doyle, and many other places. Thank you for being here. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, TFB, RSB, unlock the power to heal, and more. And as we go outside the box even further, 17 scientists, I believe, have gone outside the box. They're speaking out against Monsanto's Roundup, Ty.
They're speaking out against it? How can that be? Roundup's good for you. We should mix it with our cereal and with our cream of wheat.
Maybe that Texas lawmaker can get them checked for mental health status.
Maybe so. Well, actually, I guess not, because these 17 scientists are actually pretty smart people, and they've been doing some research on the Roundup, which is what is the main ingredient in the Roundup? The glyphosate, right?
Glyphosate, which, you know, it's hard when you first see that word. You want to say glyphosate, right? But it's glyphosate. And this is Roundup, you know, the Roundup Ready corn that's destroying the innards of kids and adults all over the world.
Right, right. And I was watching, who is the lady, the Indian lady that talks on vaccines? Najira Singh, is that her name?
I know who you're, I got her face, I know which one you're talking about. I don't remember her name, though.
I can't remember her name, but man, we were watching something on Link TV or Access TV or whatever last night and the night before they were replaying, and boy, she is articulate. And she went into the dangers of glyphosate, and I wish I had recorded that show, because some of the things that she mentioned I didn't even know, but the ways that glyphosate destroys the gut bacteria and the way that the glyphosate destroys the neurosynapses in the brain is just phenomenal. So I'm glad that these 17 scientists have come out against glyphosate. I mean, this thing should be banned. It shouldn't be used anywhere, much less, you know, sprayed on the crops that we're going to be eating. It shouldn't even be used 100 miles away from human beings.
Yeah, and as this article states, you know, what's your first clue when you see people administering Roundup on crops wearing full protective body gear like they're in, a nuclear isolation zone?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, shouldn't that tell you something? If the people that are spraying it look like they're astronauts on Mars, then maybe you shouldn't be eating the food that they're spraying. But so, okay, so these renowned scientists have come out and they've said, hey, you better watch out for this glyphosate. It's bad stuff. It's causing cancer. Monsanto hears this. Any normal company that's not run by the devil himself
yes.
would say, you know what? You know, we are going to get rid of this stuff. We do not want to kill the world. We don't want to kill countless millions of people by giving them cancer. We're going to have to reevaluate. Let's pull this glyphosate from the market and let's find something else that we can use to achieve the same effect. But no, what has Monsanto done, Robert?
Mm-hmm.
What have they done?
They're sort of upset. They're in a tiff with the World Health Organization, these scientists. They're saying, you cherry-picked the data. You have a bias. It's like, well, hello, look in the mirror, Monsanto.
Yeah. Yeah, except you wouldn't be able to see yourself because evil can't see itself in the mirror.
Oh, but good point.
Monsanto asks the World Health Organization to retract the fact that this WHO, they've published the link between Monsanto or between the Roundup and cancer, that these 17 scientists had shown the correlation. WHO publishes it. Monsanto goes up against them and tells them to retract, you know, the article that they published that says that there's a link. So Monsanto's not really concerned about us. They're concerned about the bottom line.
Yeah, the market being impacted. And you know, the thing about this, Ty, the World Health Organization is very much a pro-vaccine, pro-big pharma organization. I mean, it facilitates a lot of, in my mind, evil in the world. And I know some people don't like to hear that because, oh, it's all about helping people in Africa. Well, they don't need more vaccines. They need clean water, for instance. And that's not something that they are really actively engaged in because the money is flowing back into pharma through vaccines and drugs to third world and other areas. And that includes now the United States, of course, for a long time. So if they're complaining about the World Health Organization, I posited this with Super Don and his alter ego, Hoofnagel the Cat. He might deny that it's an alter ego. But the thought here that they now have to call the World Health Organization anti-science or science deniers.
Yeah. Well, they do. They do, because basically, if you disagree with those on the evil side of the coin, then you're a science denier, right? And so I'm sure that they do. I'm sure that they call them science deniers. Now, the World Health Organization is a science denier because they don't agree with Monsanto. But basically what that is just more name-calling, right? That was a technique that was used by Edwin Bernays in his book Propaganda, How to Make People Believe Lies. And what you do is you name-call. And you invent names that are, you know, they're offensive. You know, nobody wants to be a science denier. You know, nobody wants to be a global warming denier. Nobody wants to be a vaccine denialist. I mean, these are things that make you sound like you're the next thing, you know, underneath the Antichrist. But the reality of the fact is that anyone that begins to think nowadays that questions the status quo, that questions all these lies that we're being fed, they're going to have some kind of a blank type of denier is what you're going to be called.
Yeah, it's the use of language to not engage in meaningful intellectual debate, arguing based on the merits as opposed to just name-calling and ad hominem attacks.
Yeah.
Say that real fast. Now, John Rappaport, our good buddy, investigative reporter, he's written an article we published here at robertscottbell.com, and he puts this out to, you know, attention all alternative news sites, because we know the mainstream media is far from acknowledging a lot of these things that we talk about. And he says, this is in regards to Monsanto. The subject is college activism around the world against Monsanto. And the subcategory here is divest Monsanto. Now, I remember when I was in university, I wasn't aware of a lot of things. Believe me, I was just a kid, you know, with some smarts and not a lot of smarts at the same time. I was learning a lot.
You're pretty smart. You're pretty smart. Don't undercut yourself.
Eventually, it was given to me in an IV, I think a silver IV.
Okay.
But back then, I remember there were a lot of protests that went on in college campuses all around the country. At the time, the big thing I remember was apartheid. Do you remember that in South Africa?
Sure, yeah.
And so they, you know, the college campuses were saying divest, divest, divest. Anybody that was doing business with companies that were related to South Africa, withdraw all the money, right? And they were telling the campuses, don't accept the money that's coming in into your, you know, what they call stipend. What's it called when a college or a university has a fund?
Scholarship.
Or the scholarship, all of those things. The endowment, I should say. That's the
endowment fund, yeah, sure.
So, yeah, all of that. So, divest. So, that was very powerful because it impacted apartheid economically. Now, John brings this up, and I think it's brilliant. It's once again time to bring that concept back into the college students. And I know we've got a lot of youngins listen to us in college, university level. And if you really want to put your activism where your mouth is, by you don't want to eat GMOs, you don't want to support Monsanto, glyphosate, the poisoning of the planet, hey, make a ruckus on your college campus and say, not only do we want to divest of all Monsanto stocks, anything that we're holding there, but we want to reject any Monsanto biotech money coming into this university that is promoting research into the field of biotech and genetic engineering. You want to talk about a halting point at that moment? That's pretty profound.
Oh, yeah, just think of what those executives at Monsanto would do if they began to see their bottom line cut in half or cut in a third of what they're used to making because the kids in college have waked up and they say, we're not going to put up with this crap anymore. We want to have kids. We don't want to be sterile from your sterilizing soy and this BT corn that you're putting out. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the impact that would have on them? I mean, that's really the only – that's the way that we're going to be able to make a change. It's economically. It's monetarily. That's the change that's going to have to happen.
All right, college students, here we go. Get rid of, nullify, dump, refuse Monsanto research grants. Can you do it? Will you do it? How important is this? Cancel Monsanto endowed chairs for professors. Oh, they're not going to like that. Put an end to Monsanto student scholarships. Sell off all Monsanto stock acquired through investment of college fund monies. Likewise, cease all investment in trading institutions, which in turn hold Monsanto stock. Stop licensing university-held patents to Monsanto. Divest. Wipe the slate clean. You want to talk about power in the colleges and the universities? That's where they're getting their tomorrows, their economic tomorrows, because of what they've invested in these colleges and because the colleges have invested in them. Students, stand up. You can make a difference here.
Yeah, and you know what? An interesting statistic that the lady, and I can't remember what her name was, but I'll remember it before the end of the show here, that she was talking about on the GMOs and the factory farming versus just the small farms, is that I was still under the impression that the majority of the world's food supply is produced by the factory, the large farms, the Monsanto-type farms. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that I think it's something like 75% of the food in the world is still grown by small farms. So that Monsanto is trying to take that over, and they haven't gotten there yet. And so I think that's why a lot of these things are happening. A lot of they're trying to push their patents, their products, and trying to eliminate the small farmers, because we're still winning at this point. We don't realize it, but we're still winning. Because I think this was a lecture that she gave less than 2 years ago, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it wasn't long ago. And, you know, what you're saying, too, reminds me of the economics of the real essential engine for the economy. It's not these large multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. It's the small business.
Vandana Shiva is her name. Okay. Vandana Shiva.
Interesting. Yeah. Shiva, I think, isn't that the goddess of destruction in the Hindu world?
I think it is.
What is she out to destroy?
She's going to destroy Mount Satan.
We're all for that. And the thing is about that concept of Shiva, the goddess of destruction, it's about the nature god, if you will, talking about, you know, things come and they go. It's we're in a temporary world. Stuff comes up, then it goes away. And that concept of the energy flow, the ebb and flow of life. But who's trying to corrupt the ebb and flow of life? It's Monsanto. They don't want any ebb and flow. They want to dominate and control and outcreate the creator. And it is, well, arrogant is an understatement.
It is. It is arrogant. And it, really what it is, and one of the things that I think she said in this lecture, and I had not heard before, but I'm going to use it in the future, and I'll credit her, was she said GMO doesn't stand for genetically modified organisms. It stands for God move over.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it is. It's us trying to be God. But, you know, she went into, like I said, she went into the BT toxin. She went into the glyphosate. She went into all these details. And I'm looking online. I think I found a transcript of that. So I'm going to send this over to you. Maybe we can put it up on the show notes.
Cool. Hey, you know, listen, we have not been masculine enough today. Between Super D, TMB, and RSB, we've got to up our masculinity. Let's have some Jelly Bellies after the break. Do they make them organic and non-GMO? I wonder.
I'll take one.
If they are, we'll talk about it. We'll get more masculine on Jelly Bellies after the break with Ty Bollinger going outside the belly box. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, those times, Ty, when like manly men are not manly enough, right? You could be sitting down watching, I don't know, a sappy chick flick, and you start crying because a sad part happens, and suddenly somebody walks in, and you go, oh, Mom, how about them bears, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we can't be caught being, you know, feminine, right? Listen, there's nothing wrong with being emotional, guys and gals. But, come on, with your jelly bellies, no, we can't go there. Now, I don't know if they make organic non-GMO jelly bellies, but there are organic jelly beans. Now, I'm not saying they're great to eat every day, but, you know, it's like I said, once in a while, the kids can have a treat, a special thing, the kind of things that we ate the wrong kind growing up. And, you know, occasionally we'll stretch and say, okay, you can have organic jelly beans. Right? I'm just saying. That's what we've done that. All right? You can hate me if you want, but we've done that. But the flavors and the names of these things are just not real inspiring if you want to go into the ring and take on, you know, the bad guys in the MMA or something, right?
No.
So,
no.
Somebody has come up with some manly flavors to help us out, Ty.
Well, I'm looking at the manly flavors, and there are several manly flavors in here that got my attention. Number one, the tobacco-flavored Jelly Belly looks looks really, really yummy. The
Marlboro tobacco. Or, you know.
There's an asphalt-flavored Jelly Belly. Yeah. So,
right.
I mean, I guess that's for those of us that used to get beat up and fall and hit our face on the concrete. I guess you're going to like that asphalt. There's a headbutt flavor, whatever that means.
Headbutt.
I guess that's just a manly thing to go headbutt. You know, it does remind me, though, that I used to, right when I got out of college, you know, you go see the guys, and this guy in the gym, that we'd work out together, and every time I saw him, we'd go headbutt each other. And so that is kind of a guy thing. I do remember a couple times he headbutted me so hard that it almost knocked me out, and I had a hard time working out afterwards. I kind of stopped that.
No, you got to be under control when you headbutt. I mean, I used to do that with the kids. I know somebody's going, oh, Robert Scott Bell's a child abuser. He headbutted his kid. No, it's cute. It's like I would just tap foreheads, and I'd say, bonk, headbutt. And so, you know, it's like one of those fun things you play with the kids, and they learn to go bonk, headbutt, and he didn't hurt them. I mean, I wasn't, you know, putting a, well, no, I did not do that. It wasn't that bad. Anyway, I think this other flavor is kind of pretty cool. Chili dog. Chili dog.
That sounds good.
Right? You know, if you're that Southern, you like your chili dog flavor. I don't know if it'd actually be good. we're going to England. There's one that's called blood. I think they meant blood pudding, but there's a blood flavor. That's kind of nasty. Grandpa.
I was about to say blood. It reminds me of our friend Jack Blood. I wonder if Jack's listening tonight.
He's got his own jelly belly, Jack Blood, right?
He does.
How about this one? When you come up gimpy on the weekend, let me get that one. It tastes like a groin pull.
That's nice. I mean, but and they've got another one here, gravel. So they've got asphalt and gravel. I guess that's for the people, like I said, used to get beat up, hit their face on the concrete. But, you know, I tell you what, I don't really have anything against jelly beans as long as they're organic and you're not indulging in them all the time. We'll buy the organic jelly beans for the kids sometimes. Yep. But the main thing is that they're organic. And as Casey Krejci said in The Quest for the Cures, that sugar should not be a staple food. It should be a fun food. He said, you know, everybody likes sugar. I like sugar, but it shouldn't be in every meal.
Yeah, it's a delicacy. It's like one of those
things,
a treat, right? Once in a while. It's not bad. And if not, you can punish yourself with rattlesnake flavored jelly bellies.
rattlesnake flavored.
And for those of you who like watching the Velocity channel, you can get, here's the one that tastes like a car part.
Gotta love it, man. You gotta love it. Now, whoever came up with these was pretty creative. Bottom line is, I'm wondering if this is a spoof like the onion side, or is this real?
You know, that's a good question.
Because I don't know. I mean, jelly bellies, are those actual candies?
I don't know, but next time I'm going to San Diego, I'm going to get a burrito flavored jelly belly.
Well, you get a burrito, I'll get a chili dog, and then we'll top it off with a couple of hot wings.
Yeah, I don't know if Super D could find any of the real names for this. They even have a boob flavored one for October, Breast Cancer Month, I think. And of course, if you eat too many of these, and if they're not organic and they are GMO, it could cause boob cancer.
Well, then we just have to lop them off, right? Angelina Jolie's proved that to us, right?
Right. Yeah, and of course, there's no ovary flavored ones, thankfully, so Angelina can't have those. But anyway, you know, get a little silly, light, and happy when we're together, and we do that, even though we cover, obviously, some very serious topics here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We go outside the box each and every middle of the week, and it's a great pleasure to do so with you, TMB. I'm going to be in the United Kingdom this weekend. We've got a couple of events coming up in June. We're going to be together at the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapy toward the end of June in Nashville. So I invite everybody to join us there.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Tell Dr. Jonathan Wright and tell Rob Verkirk and the team up there hello from all of us down here.
We'll do it. Any updates on any travel trips real quick before we end here for you?
No travel for the next month for me. I'm staying home, going to just relax and have fun with the family.
Hallelujah. And if you can cover for me next week while I'm still in the UK, I'd greatly appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. You got it. No problem.
You the man. You the jelly belly.
Thank you the man. You the man.
You the jelly belly. Super D, thanks. Appreciate all y'all. Tell your friends. We're going to be back tomorrow with Jonathan Emord. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.